Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is much requested. We're finally addressing it. We're going to talk about summer.
I can't explain to you all enough that we just sat down. We're both so busy, like scrambling, and we had this like 1 hour to record this podcast today. And we both sat down. Sean put his headphones on and was like, okay, what are we talking about? And I was like, I have no fucking clue. And then we both stared at each other for a few seconds, and Sean was like, what about summer?
Well, before that, Bree mentioned things that we've already done, so which is classic. And then
the fact that we both decided on that too. We were just like, okay, yeah, that's it. Summer.
Well, here's the thing. Summer right now is very real to me because we are now officially after June 21st in summer. And if summer was a person, mm-hmm. like if summer materialized itself into a girl named Summer, I would hate her. She'd be my worst enemy.
So you'd be like the villain on the OC.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I love that for you. Well, we're about to get into Sean's deep feelings about summer. Can't believe we're doing this. This is going to be a ride. If this is your first episode of I Can Explain, stop right now. Go click on another one first. This is going to be a cult classic doozy. I have a feeling about it.
I don't know. I think our next three episodes are going to be kind of fall, winter, and spring as well. I think we really need to address these hot topics.
Deep dive into the seasons.
Yeah.
Okay, before we get into that, thank you so much to our patrons on Patreon. God, I can never
You're
get that right.
You're so bad at it.
A big, huge shout out to Aiden, Olivia, Liz, Serena, and Kate. Thank you for supporting this podcast. We really, really appreciate it. For anyone listening, wherever you're listening, make sure to subscribe, follow, rate us 5 stars only. Also, go follow us on social media at I Can Explain Podcast. That's where we end. Ask all the questions for Q&A episodes, advice episodes. We give you exciting stuff that might be coming up. Also, if you click the link in the bio, there is our merch as well as our Patreon if you want bonus episodes, maybe a deeper dive.
Oh my God.
Into
summer. Summer continued. Summer continued.
Coming soon to Patreon.
Yeah,
oh, our patrons are going to skyrocket after that.
I feel like more of this content. Wow.
All right. So, why do you hate summer?
Okay, so I feel like being gay and summer are like intrinsically tied together.
I was wondering how you're gonna connect.
Because when you picture gay men, do you ever picture them in like the rain? It's like, no, you picture them on like Fire Island in Speedos with tans, drinking margaritas, being problematic. Like that's how you mm-hmm. view gay men,
I feel. True.
And I am not, I don't subscribe to that.
Oh, you're not a Speedo gay?
I hate the summer.
But you are a Speedo gay.
Instagram.
You're like, not in real life.
Not in real life. No, it's too much pressure. Too scary. And nut could pop at any second.
Oh my God. Do you remember when we were at VNDS? And the nut came out?
Oh, yeah. I remember the
nut. This is a fun story. And since this is a wild episode anyways, we might as well tell it. So, for those of you who have been around for a while, Sean and I met at a competition called Vancouver's Next Drag Superstar. It happens in Vancouver every year, obviously, except for last year. But it's coming up this fall again, hopefully. We're really excited for it. But anyways, it's like a weekly, basically live reality drag show. And one of the contestants one time... They performed and they're really great, but talking is an experience, right?
Yeah,
for like
sure.
Anyone. And I have a vagina, so I can't speak. I can't like shade anyone for not doing a good talk because
yeah.
I mean, I don't got anything to talk, but this person did their whole performance. It was quite dance active, right?
Yeah.
The performance. And they were wearing like a leotard. What do you call it? Other people, what do people that are not dancers call it?
A swimsuit? I don't fucking know.
No, like a
onesie? I don't know.
Like, what would you describe, like, what Beyonce or Ariana Grande wear?
Like a singlet? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, okay, fuck it. A leotard.
Why would you?
Why are we focusing in on this? Anyways,
I think a unitard kind of got it across.
It's a leotard.
Oh, whatever. Everybody knows
unitard
what that is.
Unitard goes all the way to the legs. It's like a full
suit. The way to the legs?
Yeah.
As if the leotard stops?
Yeah, it does. It goes to the crotch.
Oh.
I'm literally showing Sean with my hands.
Yeah, it goes right to this.
Anyways, after they perform, they have to get, like, judged by the judges. And during the judging panel, they had to tell this person that one of their balls had popped out of the leotard.
Yes.
I will never forget that. That's like a moment in time. So that's what I'm picturing for you with your Speedo in the summer.
Kind of, yeah.
Like your balls are just like trying to get out at all times.
Yeah, like actually though, it's a high stress scenario for sure. But I just don't operate well in heat. Like, you know when you put your iPhone out in the sun and then you like try to use it and it's like, too hot. Like,
that's you.
Put me somewhere cold for a while. That's literally me.
That's your brain.
Like somebody's like, hey Sean, and I'm like, too hot. Put me somewhere cold.
You're also, like, have you always been on the sun-safe kick, or is that new?
It's kind of new, but I have been pretty sun-safe for most of my life. I used to get really bad burns as a child because I was not sun-safe. Mm. And now, since I'm just, like, all about, like, the skincare and the Botox and all that stuff.
Are you harboring some resentment against your parents for the not sun-safe?
No. All of my getting burnt was tied to doing fun things in the summer.
Right.
So I'm not... It was definitely on me.
Yeah.
And also, like, they would put sunscreen on me, and then they'd be like, wait 15 minutes, and then and they'd turn around, and I would be, like, all the way underwater.
Yeah.
So it was just, like, I was just...
That sounds like the best time in your life before you got all concerned.
Well, I don't know.
Now that you're old and stressed about the sun.
Maybe you should get a little bit more concerned about your skin and how it's aging with sun.
Okay, so maybe you're not newly sun-safe, but you are newly preachy about it.
Yes, it is my religion now.
It's kind of your personality.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to, you know, like when the Westboro Baptist Church goes to like gay events, I think I might do that, but outside of like tanning salons. You know?
God hates indoor tanners.
God hates not skin safe people. God loves SPF. Things like that.
Okay, so yeah, it would be very hard for you to get on board with the like Speedo gay for the summer train.
Yeah.
If you're trying to also be sun safe.
You know, it really is, and I'm glad that you've recognized my strength, and I appreciate that.
Okay, so what I want to see for you is, have you ever watched, like, 19 Kids and Counting or any of those shows on TLC? All these,
like, no. Evangelical also, families? We don't get anywhere near the Duggars.
Okay, it's merely for this reference.
Okay.
Evangelicals are known for this, and it's, like, modest wear swimsuits.
Oh, I love that, yeah.
And they're, like, it's made of swimsuit cloth.
Yeah.
But it's, like, full, like, dresses below the knees with also, like, pants underneath.
I love that. A shoe, a hat.
Yeah.
All swimmable.
I feel like we need to get sponsored by Modest Wear.
I think we're definitely the target audience.
I think so, too. I absolutely think so.
Yeah.
And then we can post on the Instagram you and your Modest Wear swimsuit.
Literally.
Oh my God. I'm going to look up how much they are because I feel like I might need to get you one.
Thank you. I really... See, the thing is, I don't think I could wear that though because one of the reasons that I hate the sun and I hate the summer is because I get so hot. Like, I just run so hot.
Right.
That I think also like half of it is because... This all happened when I went on new medication a few years ago. Like, my body just, like, I get, like, night sweats. Like, I'm just, like, such a hot, sweaty person that I think if I was wearing modest swimwear, I would just be so uncomfortable because I would be so hot.
Oh, okay. You know? Yeah, so it's not just about, like, protecting the skin. It's also the heat factor.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow. You know, for everyone listening, I'm sure they clicked on this expecting, like, a fun and fresh summer episode about, like, how we're excited for the summer, and instead it's just, it's not.
No.
It's how much you hate the summer.
Yeah.
Okay, so this correlates. I am curious, because some gay men that I've spoke to in Vancouver specifically really look forward to the, like, pride pool parties where they happen, right? And I've never been to one because it's just, like, not my scene. As a lesbian, it's predominantly gay men that go.
Yeah.
Not exclusive to. I'll never say that about any event, but, I mean, it's 99%.
They would.
It's 99% gay men.
Yeah.
Anyways, so they get, like, I know quite a few gay men that, like, that's their event of the year.
Yeah.
Right? And as...
You wouldn't catch me dead at one of those places.
I'm seriously, like, I just need to say, this is speaking for myself personally.
Yeah.
But I would feel so much pressure and, like, so body conscious at those sorts of events.
Oh, for sure.
Just because, like, I feel like it's, like, kind of expected that you show up in a bathing suit. Yeah. Or, like, something tight-fitting. I don't know. I've seen the Instagram stories. And I just feel like my self-confidence isn't there. So I would be, like, so much more, like, stressed for that event knowing I have to be in a bathing suit.
Totally. Well, and that's see, my this, own insecurity. This is where I was actually going to eventually head with summer.
Oh, okay, okay.
But we did have to tackle sunsafe first. I just needed people to know that they should be sunsafe.
Yeah.
But no, that's like my body dysmorphia could never go to one of those events. First of all, right. I don't want to go to one of those events because like the only thing that would cool me down is the pool. And if you got in it, you'd get like a staph infection. You'd get like double gonorrhea. Oh my God. That part of it, like, gives me the ick. I'm like, I just don't, like, the cleanly factor is also missing.
See, I could care less. I'm the opposite there on that. Like, I'm an all-inclusive Mexico resort girl, and people will tell me all the time, like, people pee in those pools. You're literally swimming in pee.
And your head, you're just sucking in the water.
I'm just filling up my all-inclusive cup with that.
You just dumped your pina colada out, and you're using the straw just on the edge of the pool.
I'm like, how many STIs can I catch in this pool? It's like a game. Like a checklist.
Yeah, I love that.
So yeah, so I can't relate on that, but go on. The body type thing I can't.
Yeah, and it's like, they honestly, those events look like the worst thing ever. It's like, just people standing around, not breathing.
Yeah,
because they're trying to flex their abs. Every single person is judging each other.
Yeah.
And you know, it's so funny to me that they obviously got the memo that things should be, like, body positive and inclusive.
Right.
Because some of them will be, like, all bodies welcome, and then the poster will still be, like, a white ripped guy that's covered in, like, baby oil.
Right.
And it's like, well, if you're gonna say all bodies welcome, like,
let's maybe
follow through in that messaging.
Right. I get that, totally. I would totally just be the person at the pool with the white t-shirt on.
Right. I would be in my modest swimwear. So
honestly, that would be so iconic.
Yeah.
And here's my thing. Like, this is maybe like, I want everyone to take this with a grain of salt because, again, I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah.
And I think we've talked about it on this episode, on this podcast before. We've been very like open about how it's much easier to say for everyone else, like, every body is a swimsuit body. When it comes to yourself and your own, like, insecurities, it's much harder to feel confident on. Like, I genuinely, like, go to the beach and I don't notice people's bodies. Like,
no.
I'm like, people are having fun. I'm not saying that's for everyone, but I'm like, it's not like I'm sitting there and being like, that person's bigger than me, that person's smaller than me.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't even know where I land on that line because I, in my mind, think that I am so much more unfit than everyone else.
That's the thing, is that I know that's so bad, but it's like, I don't perceive, for the most part, don't perceive other people's bodies.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, it's not really something that I think about when I'm, like, at a beach or something. The only body I'm perceiving is my own.
And I think that's
I'm perceiving it way too much.
I think people forget when they're, like, and, you know, like, I've talked to a therapist about this, and she was saying, yeah, like, it's crazy, like, how much we forget how ego-driven all of us are, in the sense that, like, while we think everyone else is looking at us, like, we're looking at ourselves much more. And any, like, outward projection is usually a reflection of us, like, not liking our own bodies. So not to dismiss, like, the struggles of, like, you know, fat identifying folks, like, obviously people perceive you in a different way.
Yeah.
And me being someone of, you know, a certain size, I'm going to get better treatment in certain areas. So, like, totally acknowledging that. But I also just, like, I'm harder on my body for me personally than anybody else's.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I just, summer in general, that's the one thing that's always a shame for me because I'm like, it's so stupid that, like, I love everything out about everything else about, like, those activities. Like, if I'm being honest, I would love to go to a pool party event. And I know that's different than you. Like, you, it's not really maybe you're even seen, even if you were totally down.
That's the thing, is like, I hate my body, but I also hate the event.
See, like, I would love that kind of event.
Yeah.
I love that kind of scene. That's, like, totally my vibe. Like, even I've spoken before about, like, the Dinosaur pool parties, like, everyone's in bikinis. But I literally stress so much about what I'm going to look like in my bathing suit leading up to it that it, like, takes the fun out of it, which is so sad for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's obviously something that's, like, continuously being worked on. Like, I think there's been times in my life where I've been more confident and there's been times in my life where I've been less.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of fluctuating, and it has nothing to do with what weight I'm at or how I look. It's like just where I'm at in my own mental health and confidence. And that's always just like so shitty to me, because I'm like, I don't know if you can relate to this, but I just like end up feeling like, let down by myself, like bummed out about myself.
Yeah.
Because I want to be that person that's like, Brie, like, it's so stupid that you're even thinking about this. Like, just have fun. You only live once. Like, wear the bikini. Don't give a fuck. Dance and don't worry about if your like stomach has rolls. Like, do whatever the fuck you want. Like, I want to be that person.
Yeah.
And that's the advice I'd give anyone else. So I like end up feeling like a phony, because I'm like, for myself, I feel self-conscious.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So it's just like, I don't know. It's just like that. That's the part, like, I see those events and I see, like, I can relate, because I see the stories of like all these like ripped individuals, and I'm like, oh, like, I would not be there.
And like, I know this is like so bad. This is completely like boxing this crowd in.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, if anybody is perceiving other people's bodies, it's that crowd. Like, actually, though.
Yeah.
Because I have been around people kind of from that circuit gay crowd, even at clubs, and I've literally heard them verbalize things about people's bodies. So it's like, not only would I feel uncomfortable, if there was any situation that somebody else was going to make me feel uncomfortable, that's
the one. It would probably be there.
Yeah. And because those people, it's always like the white muscle gays feel like emboldened and like they
zone.
Feel like they can make comments like that. And I'm like, I just don't want to, I just don't play those games.
Yeah, you're not into it.
No.
Well, and I think we mentioned way back when on one of our like more body specific episodes, if this is the kind of topic that interests you, go look back for that. But that as a queer person, often you're dating someone of the same gender, and it adds to the comparison factor.
Isn't it fun?
It's like, it stresses me out so much. Like, for example, Julia and I are going away this weekend, which we're so excited because travel ban in Vancouver finally lifted so that you can locally, like, road trip travel in the area. And my parents have a place in Soyuz, so that's where we're going. So we're really excited. And it's so, Julia and I went to shop for a new bathing suit, right? And it's one of those things where, like, I even remember, I've spoken about before, how I had, like, a high school boyfriend. And that was never a thing, because when we would shop together, it was like, yeah, he's getting these clothes, I'm getting these clothes. There was never a time where I was comparing my body to my partner's, because it was so different to me. I'm like, that's a man's body, and
also,
this is
those
my
body.
Also,
the sizes are different.
The size, like, everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but then you date someone who's the same height as you. Like, she's like an inch or two taller than me.
Yeah.
And she's like arguably like 30 pounds lighter than me.
Right.
And it's like so direct. It's in my mind, it's so directly compared.
Yeah.
That it makes me just like, it's like constantly having someone right beside me that it's like, oh, like, you're the fat one. That's how I feel in my head. That's how I feel. If I'm being honest,
yeah,
that's
how I feel in my head. Well, it's like, not only sizing, but it's like fit. Like, I could wear something and it could fit me completely different than it would fit my boyfriend. Or like, like, I know this is like also horrible, but like, even weight, like, I'm a fair bit taller than my boyfriend, and he'll say how much he weighs, and I'm like, wow, I am just the fattest person ever. And I'm like, oh, well, it's not comparable at all. Also, I'm not ragging on, like, I'm just using that as a word for myself. But
no,
I'm not,
100%. But I think it's good to talk about it and just be honest of our own feelings, because I think there's like so much out there about like the preachiness of like, own your body and everybody's a bikini body. And I believe that.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's, those are great messaging. But I think sometimes, like, I personally see that so much on my Instagram of like people being really body positive, which is really awesome.
Yeah.
Because I want to feel that way. But it makes me feel like, does no one else feel like I do?
Yeah.
Sometimes,
no.
Like, sometimes I feel like, oh, well, like, geez, I, like, there must be something really wrong with me that I can't get over this. Like, I'm not strong enough to just, like, be confident enough to deal with this.
It's, yeah, and I, like, see messaging like that, and I'm like, yes, I literally absolutely agree. But I'm like, but not for myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, where did I lose the connection here?
Yeah. And I hate this new trend of, in the last, like, year, of all these people that are, like, notably skinny and fit doing the, like, body positive. See, it's all about posing. Here I am, like, posing, and then here I am, like, slouching. And it's, like, the tiniest little wrinkle in their stomach. And you're just like, I get that every person of every body shape and size has, can have body issues.
Yeah.
But that, to me, is, like, almost, like, it's, like, going backwards. Because it's, like, no one perceives you as fat.
Right.
Like, no one thinks when you sit down to eat a sandwich, like, oh, look at her stomach rolling.
Right.
Like, so it's frustrating to me because I'm just, like, a lot of what I see is that. And I'm like, oh, well, if you're saying that's shitty, like, if you're saying, see, look, here's me being, like, frumpy and turned over, like, it's not always good. I'm like, that would be my ideal body.
It's a slippery slope, for
sure. So it just, like, makes me feel like crap. And that's the thing with, like, Julia, too, my girlfriend, is, like, she is, like, so, like, complimentary of me all the time. It, like, she's always, like, been, like, oh, my God, you have the sexiest body. And, like, she's always built me up and made me feel very, like, body positive in our relationship.
Yep.
So, but, like, I still, when I'm, like, shopping and I'm, like, I'm getting this size bathing suit and you're getting the same one of this size and we can't share those clothes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, like, I will, like, she'll wear my, like, t-shirts all the time and it just, like, looks a little bit bigger on her, and then I'm like, I can't wear hers because my huge tits will stretch it out.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me, like, so, like,
no, I think I think the direct comparison is such a huge trip.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I think it's, like, something that a lot of people don't directly connect until you're in the moment and you're like, oh shit.
And I think that's the thing with these summer events, like these pool parties and stuff like that too, that are queer.
Yeah.
Is because in a heteronormative space, you have a bunch of guys going and they're, like, checking out girls. And you have a bunch of girls going that are checking out guys. Again, I'm generalizing. I'm saying in a heteronormative space most of the time. So that comparison isn't there. Like, you still might be self-conscious of your own body and thinking, like, I hope this person of the other gender thinks I'm attractive.
Yeah.
But, like, undoubtedly, when you're with a group of people that identify as the same gender and have very similar bodies to you, but are just, like, different in certain ways, whether it be, like, weight or shape or height or whatever it is, and those are also the people that you're interested in and are going to be interested in you back, it's, like, so direct.
It's like, let's take the direct comparison of a partner and let's just put it, like, tenfold.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's, like, it can be, like, very overwhelming. So, like, yeah, that's one thing that I really, like, don't like about summer. I think that that's something I still have to work on with myself, of, like, just being able to enjoy life and enjoy those moments without thinking about those things. Because realistically, like, I have a partner who, like, thinks I'm beautiful and awesome. I know my friends aren't judging me and my body.
Yeah.
So it's like, that should be what I need. And I know it's easier said than done, but I just got to work on it.
It's also to the point that I start thinking about this, like, before summer even comes around.
So then, like, it's like the 2 months before.
Spring comes around and I'm like, oh no, I know that it's about to be pool party weather.
Pool party month.
I'm like, I'm going to have to be sun safe.
I go back into my, like, sweater.
I love fall. I love it. And I know people are like, I love it. My perfect temperature for, like, spring, summer is, like, 21 degrees Celsius. Dead ass. And then my perfect fall temperature is, like, 14. And I operate at a very spooky...
This is reminding me of Miss Congeniality when she says her perfect date.
April 27th, isn't it?
Yeah,
or April 14th.
Too hot, not too cold.
Something, I forget what that was. Anyways. But yeah, I operate at a very spooky level as well. And it's really hard to enjoy things that are spooky in the summer.
In the summer.
I'm, like, watching, like, a horror movie, but I'm, like, sweating, which is scarier than the movie.
It's weird you say that, because I also feel that way, like, with my personal style, whatever you'd want to call it, to whatever extent of style I have.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a built-in eye roll there, because I know I'm not, like, some, like, fashion person.
Yeah.
But, like...
You kind of dress like Dobby. Like, when he's wearing, like, that sack.
Oh, my God. I need to put my face on Dobby. That is amazing.
No, but... OOTD.
With his, like, little socks. Yeah. That's literally me. Oh my God.
Hey Gabers, today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
No, like more like that, but also, but also like colors and stuff like that. Like I only wear black.
Yeah.
Well, I don't only wear black, but that's like my favorite color to wear, or I wear like grays or whatever. And just the, even like the style, like I like more like darkness. Like I like all like black nail polish.
Yeah.
I feel like I like a dark black eye when I'm doing makeup. Like a little sprinkle of emo kid in there when I can.
Yes,
I wear like, you know, big boots that are like patent leather and like that kind of vibe is like the vibe that I like when I'm shopping for clothing.
Yeah.
So then when like the summer stuff hits and it's like all like floral and color, I'm like, that is the opposite of anything I'd ever want to wear
totally.
For me.
Yeah.
I love it on other people, but for me, I'm like nightmare.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, so I can't wear my like patent leather like platform boots because it's like 35 degrees, like this isn't it. And I don't like spending money on summer clothes because that's not the clothes I really like, so
no.
It's like hard for me to like transition into that. So then I just wear like literally sweatpants all summer, but like sweatpants shorts,
which
is what I'm in right now.
Yeah, I also just like wearing more clothes in terms of a layering thing.
Okay,
like I
yeah.
like, you know, a jacket and, you know, I just like having more things, but it's like you wear two articles of clothing in the summer, some sort of bottom and some sort of top, maybe.
It stresses me out.
Like that's it.
Yeah. I don't feel like I know how to style myself in the summer. I don't know what my vibe, I don't know what some, who Summer Bree is. Even when I'm buying bathing suits, to be honest, because, I've spoken before about how I predominantly shop in the quote unquote men's section.
Yeah.
But I'm not someone who would wear or would like to wear for myself like swim shorts.
Right.
That's not like really my vibe. But then the bathing suits are all hyper feminine and also not my vibe.
Yeah.
So it's like this weird in between. Like I've never, and I actually saw my friend Shannon post about it on her story on Instagram. Now this is living for those who are looking. I think that she put like one of those like saved links on her profile.
Right.
That I need to order some because she was saying the same thing, how she like likes to be in between and it's hard for her to find like kind of like sporty is the wrong word because then you get like the big Nike swoosh and they're like actually meant for like beach volleyball.
Literally.
But like more like gender neutral bathing, like simple bathing suits.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
And it's very hard for me to find that that also fits my body type because I have like a very feminine body type.
Yeah.
So even when I do find it, it's for very like athletic women's bodies types.
Right.
So I have just a nightmare of a time because even when I do find a bathing suit that fits my body properly, it's usually got some like fucking frills or shit on it. And then I feel like not myself.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's just like, I just, even if I find something that I feel like my body looks good in, then I still don't feel like myself. And it's just a whole fucking
There's
thing.
Too many layers. So
maybe I'll go to Speedos and just tits out.
I think that's honestly, tits out should be the,
should
the
be
protocol.
The it
like
really
it's
should.
Absolutely ridiculous that
we have
like,
to cover our tits.
It's so insane to me.
I know, it's stupid.
Like I can have my knockers out and you can't have, like, that just seems so weird to me. Like the fact that we've just like sexualized like women's breasts is
so
like,
weird.
Ugh, I hate Everybody.
And summer. Okay, so let's talk about like maybe some happy things. What do you have planned for the summer? What's summer looking like for you? Because we're in an exciting kind of crossroads right now where if you live in BC, the way it's going is every like 15 days to a month, there are new restrictions being lifted, like slowly lifting. So the most recent was about a week ago when they said you could travel within BC. And then the next one we have coming up is, what is it, like unlimited outdoor events and things like that?
Yeah, it's like you can basically return to normal for social gatherings too.
Yeah, as long as it's outside, I think.
No, like personal gatherings, you can just like
raw
dog it too. Yeah.
Raw dog it.
I'm also going to my cabin. I'm very excited. That is like the kind of summer thing I'm okay with. It is. Vancouver's hot as fuck right now, but both of our cabins are like in kind of like the interior BC. And it is like so fucking hot.
Yes, so hot.
And the only thing that's the saving grace of that kind of heat is that it's so different than like the Vancouver heat. Vancouver heat compared to, oh my God. What? Don't even get me fucking started on summers in Ontario.
Oh, God.
If you live in Ontario and you're listening to this and it's summer, like go to a basement or something.
A bunker.
It's so moist.
Oh, yeah. See, that's like New York in the summer. It's same thing out east.
So humid. Yeah. There's so many insects. Like here we have like mosquitoes. Yeah. They have like all these kind of fucking big ass flies and shit. It's like gross. They have cicadas every 17 years or whatever. So disgusting.
Every 17 years?
They like go into the ground and sleep for a while and then come back out. I think it's every 7 or 17 or 3. I don't know.
I'm not joking. That's one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard.
Yeah. So they have cicadas. And when I lived in Ottawa and would like go to Pride in Toronto, it was just like so humid. So anyway, so Vancouver's way drier, and then like the interior of BC is like
dry. The fucking bone.
So that heat is like a little bit easier for
it
me.
Is, yeah,
and then
it's funny how you don't feel it as much.
Literally, like they just said because Bree's going to her cabin this weekend, and they said
I'm literally on a skillet.
44 degrees Celsius feels like 48, and we were like, I don't think my body can process.
I think you like might die during that type of heat.
Me?
No, me.
Oh, yeah.
Like anyone.
No, like actually.
Can people withstand that type of heat?
I withstand.
What's the word? See,
withstand?
Withstand.
Or, like, maintain.
See, whenever we laugh about funny things, I say like, the only reason I start laughing is I can tell by your face I've said something wrong, but I truly do not know the alternative.
With stain. Like, withstand. Like, there's a stain.
Like, there's a... Like,
they're withstand.
Like, they're... Like, withstand is, like, you withstanded it.
Yeah.
But withstain is, like, you're currently withstanding it, you know? Like, you're withstanding it.
Yeah. In the process of doing the withstand.
Yeah. Exactly.
But, yeah, so it's so fucking hot. And the only thing that is, like, my saving grace when I go to my cabin is the lake.
Right.
Because we get the floaties that, like, 50% of your body is in the lake.
Oh,
and the
lake
is, like, still cold.
Yeah.
So it kind of... And you're, like, it's just drink after drink after drink. Ice cold drinks. Some of it's for, like, the drinking aspect. And I would say most of it's for, like, the survival.
See, that's the dangerous part. Like, we... Like, I was saying to Julia, I was like, we need to, like, be on it with water, too.
Yeah.
Because literally, like, nudes basically just start tasting like cold water. And then all of a sudden you're like, I'm in a lake and I don't know how long I've been on here.
I don't know which dock is mine.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that is the kind of summer vibe that I do like. Like, we always get individual floaties, or we had a party island, which is pretty fun.
Yeah.
But that party island is like 5 years old and she really went through it.
Yeah.
So we usually get our individual floaties. Uh-huh. The individual floatie is also helpful because then one person, when everybody needs a refill, becomes a taxi service.
Right.
So they can detach from the island and, you know, go get drinks in return.
Right.
But we have a buoy that is like out in the lake and we all paddle out with our little floaties and then we make an island. island of our floaties together.
That's so great.
Yeah. And then
that's
kind of
what we do too. We don't have a party island. We just like tie them all together on the like rope out there.
And then somebody taxis in and comes back. Yeah. And then when you get too hot, I just sink as far down into the lake as possible.
Humanly possible.
I was joking, but it wasn't a joke, that I was going to get like a 10-foot crazy straw and just float to the bottom of the lake where it's like so cold and just literally operate under there. I was like, should we rent snorkels? Like, full scuba gear?
Like 10-foot snorkels so you can like sink down but like still have some
air. And then
air
one person
down?
Who likes heat is at the top just filling the snorkels with alcohol every second breath. You know?
Oh my God.
That's the vibe that I'm looking for.
Yeah, I'm really excited for summer because I feel like it feels like it's literally been 72 fucking years. But it's the first time in a while that I felt like hopeful.
Yeah.
That like my sister Brooke just bought us tickets for a concert in October.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like when she told me she got tickets because she asked if we wanted to go and I was like, yeah, absolutely.
Did you cry?
And no, I literally like teared up.
I sensed you. Well, cry baby bitch.
Yeah. You're like, this seems like a time for you to cry. There's, you know what? Those times are getting closer together. Okay.
Yeah, totally.
It's just always bubbling at the surface. Yeah. My sister was like, yeah, I'm going to get these tickets. And I kind of just said yes without even really like thinking
about
it.
You're like October 2029. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And she's like, got the tickets. And I thought on the date and I was like, that's in a few months. Like, we're going to be in a like stadium for a concert. Like, it just feels so like hopeful that we're finally getting somewhere. Everyone's doing their part, hopefully, with getting vaccinated. And like things like VNDS are going to be happening this year. And like big things that are usually just kind of like staples as part of mine in your life, like Vancouver Pride, like it's not going to be, you know, totally the same, but they do have plans for a lot of like in-person events. I'm hopeful by that point, like some independent event organizers will have some sort of stuff going on.
Totally.
And it's just feeling, it's just feeling like there's like a light at the end of the tunnel.
I'm also just like, we're going to be able to go into spooky season, which is where I really thrive with
it being fully,
little
like
restrictions. I won't have to socially distance from like the demons I conjure on a Ouija board.
I love that for
you. Know,
you.
They've been very respectful. I think they're all double vaxxed, so.
Oh my God. I'm very excited to come out of the closet.
I'm like, we're still going to be here, bitch.
Still in the closet. Yeah. No, but I'm excited to come out of the closet and actually, like, have a chance to, like, interact with other human beings. Because also, like, as much as I've loved this pandemic of, like, getting to know, like, certain friends better. And, like, I'm very grateful for my friends more so than I ever was before, I think.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's like, oh, this is really, like, it that we've had for the last however long. And my family and everything else. I am a person who thrives off of like other people's energy. I love meeting people. I love being in rooms with like energy and people.
Right.
And I'm just, you like, Sean's like shuddering over here. Like, this.
You know, I'm moving to some sort of island as soon as COVID's over.
Dragging your ass out.
Yeah.
I could hardly get you to come out with me before this.
I feel like I'll have like a little like stint of it and then I'll probably retreat.
You'll be back into your reclusive.
You know, it's the weirdest thing, and this is so specific to my life, but the one thing that gives me like the best cabin like summer vibes, like it's like the sound that makes me so happy, is like when we drive up to my cabin, and usually I drive up at night, this time I won't, so it's gonna be very weird, but getting out of the car and like hearing cars on gravel. It's like the car on gravel, and then getting out and like there being no light pollution, like it's just pitch black, you can see stars, and then the crickets.
Oh,
and you're like,
cute.
Oh, that's like the most summer sound to me.
Oh, I love that.
And then the sun comes out and I'm like, fuck.
You just come out only at night at your cabin. Yeah. You have guests up there and everyone else is like partying during the day. Sean, like,
I come out with
out
the crickets.
10 p.m.
Rub my legs together.
Okay, well, fuck. I think we did a pretty damn good job.
Yeah.
With making something out of nothing here.
Absolutely. Also, like, if you are the people like us and you are feeling like you're judging your body, just just know you're not alone. Because, like, yeah. I think that's half the battle is people being like, all bodies are important, which I absolutely agree. But convincing yourself
it's hard.
It's so hard.
It's really like a lifelong like thing that you have to remind yourself about. Yeah. And I will speak to like acknowledging that it's a different struggle for all sorts of different folks with different bodies. And no one is excluded from that
yeah.
because I know plenty of people that I would dream to have their body and they have, you know, the same struggles. So, it's a thing. You're not alone this summer, but let's all just try and be like little kids. That's what I try and think of in my mind. I'm like, just be like a kid. When you were a kid, you didn't think about it. I try and remind myself that in those moments. It's helpful for me. Like, what would you want to do right now? You would want to just, like, jump in the lake and not care. Like,
so true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just, like, that's helpful for me. Might not be helpful for other people, but I'm like, what would like, 9-year-old Brie do? She wouldn't care. You know?
Sure.
Anytime I get to give a suggestion on this podcast, Sean's just like, no, doesn't work for me, but thank you for sharing.
I was just picturing a bunch of adults like having like drinks or something, and you're like, what would 9-year-old Brie do?
Oh my God. Well, she wouldn't be drinking the nudes, but she would be like not worrying about like sitting in the floaty and her stomach's rolling
True.
By having her legs up. She'd
True.
Be like, I'm just in a floaty. This is fucking awesome.
You're so right.
You know?
Yeah.
I know I'm right, Sean. You always get there. It just takes you a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, well, where everyone's listening, make sure to follow, subscribe, rate us 5 stars only. Go follow us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast and personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. And if you do want more episodes, we promise we will not give you a summer part 2 on Patreon. But if you want other bonus
summer
episodes,
part 2, the remix is coming out.
Then you can click the link in our Instagram bio at I Can Explain Podcast and become a patron for bonus episodes and lots more fun stuff. Until next time, we will
see you around the Gaberhead. Still hot in here, though.
It is so hot.